Humboldt County is moving on its goal of providing more low-income housing with contributions to a senior housing project and other projects for which developers will be sought. At its July 9th meeting, the county's Board of Supervisors approved the use of funding from various sources for the efforts. In total, $3.7 million in funding was authorized. About $1 million of it is for an affordable housing project that's being done in tandem with the Life Plan Humboldt Senior Assisted Living Project in McKinleyville. 2 acres out of Life Plan Humboldt's 13 acres of project area will be for 50 units of low-cost senior housing. In this exchange with Board Chair Rex Bone, Planning Director John Ford described conditions of the funding and the timing of housing construction.
Basically, 15% is just for low-income housing. Yeah, and there's no time frame when the low income gets built. It can be backburnered for a lengthy period of time?
No, there is a proposal that they submitted with their application that shows that when they get this money, they're going to use this money really for pre-development services and property acquisition that will occur this year and next year. And that it'll also be used to submit for grant funding, which will be allocated in 2026. And then in 27, they project starting construction completion date in 28. If the money's not used for those purposes, it is repayable. Must be repaid.
So is that for the 2 acres for the low-income housing?
That's for the 2 acres for the low-income housing.
Supervisor Steve Madrone's district includes McKinleyville. He said he supports the project and, quote, "I know McKinleyville is excited to have some more low-income housing coming in for seniors." He added that the project and the effort to recruit developers for more low-income housing in the county are, quote, "both really good things." During a public comment period, Beth Matsumoto of the Rural Communities Housing Development Corporation, which is developing the low-cost senior housing, said the need for public subsidies makes a local contribution necessary.
One of the concerns about taking a long time really has to do with an education on how we apply for funding for affordable housing. It's going to take public subsidy to be able to develop, you know, a $20 million project that's going to be able to provide rents that are affordable to folks who are earning 60% or less of area median income. So we need that public subsidy to be able to bring that cost down. It takes a while, and we are seeing in the last tax credit rounds that we need over 50% in local leverage. That means local leverage that we're going to apply for state and other federal funding to be able to win a tax credit application, a tax credit allocation that is competitive statewide. So it's really important when you start prioritizing your funding sources, not to you know, this $1 million that will go to towards pre-development is extremely important to, again, leverage the other state and federal dollars, but also those other dollars are really important too, so that we can get enough local and state leverage to be able to compete for federal low-income housing tax credits.
Matsumoto described the affordable housing project as a separate but integrated project related to Life Plan Humboldt and explained how they mesh.
We're focused more on the affordable housing. We're going to start applying for funding this year. It will take at least 2 applications to get, you know, the funding in line. We hope to be able to start within 3 years. That's a really aggressive timeline, and that means that we're going to need the local leverage to be able to put forward a competitive project.
Are the other units going to be started before those, though?
We're hoping to start in the same time frame.
Okay.
But they are separate projects, and it really depends on, you know, their funding strategy is a little bit different than our funding strategy.
Also during public comment, McKinleyville resident Mary Burke said friends have told her that availability of affordable housing will, quote, "get them out of their multifamily homes into a place that fits their lifestyle right in downtown McKinleyville." Requests for proposals from developers for the $2.7 million available for additional multifamily housing in the county will be released soon. According to a written staff report, 100% of the housing funding is, quote, "from non-county sources." In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.